Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So if you want to figure out how to change transportation in New York, why not ask the people who live here and use it? And that's exactly what the Taxi and Limousine Commission is doing with a request for information period as they design the so-called Taxi of the Future. They are taking your ideas on everything from the design of cabs themselves to fuel efficiency, but just how much change can we expect and how much will the public's input really matter? To discuss this, preview the next generation of cabs, and take your calls is Matthew Doss, Director and Commissioner of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Commissioner Doss, welcome to WNYC. Thanks for doing this.
Good morning. It's my pleasure, Brian.
And listeners, our phones are open. Your ideas for the Taxi of the Future in New York City, 212-433-WNYC. Whether you're a cab driver or a passenger, 212-433-9692. And fill us in a little bit more, Commissioner Doss. What's the overall goal here? What are you doing?
Well, the goal is to get the most wide-ranging set of ideas from passengers, the industry, the technology community, to what we're calling Taxi 2.0. If you notice, over the last couple of years, we've been working very hard on this project, which has been very successful. We have credit and debit cards in the cabs, screens for drivers, screens for passengers. Our contracts are actually coming up in August of 2010. So we have to decide whether to do new contracts with our vendors and extend those contracts. So now we're kind of beginning the process of deciding what is the next phase of technology in these cabs and how they can make the riding experience better, the experience for drivers better, and to just bring it to the next level, so to speak. So,
and I see that in your call for ideas, you do offer some guidelines.
That's right.
These taxis of the future should meet the highest safety standards, superior passenger experience, superior driver comfort and amenities. What's a driver amenity that maybe somebody suggested, or what are you looking for in terms of improving the driver's experience?
Well, we're hoping to have some really good dialogue with the drivers. I mean, we've already heard a couple of their concerns over the last year or two. One of them, of course, is to get more information on their driver monitors in the front of the vehicle. We can give them emergency information. If somebody leaves something in the cab, we can get in touch with them. But we like to look at possibly expanding the breadth of information that they get, including maybe sending them updated traffic information, using the GPS to locate the nearest restroom or relief stand if they have to go to the bathroom, and also navigation systems. I mean, most drivers know how to get around the Central Business District, but in order to facilitate service to the other boroughs as well, as much as we train them, if someone gives you a side street somewhere in the Bronx or, near Coney Island, it'd be nice if they had a navigation system,
right,
that can assist them.
And, of course, that's why GPS is so controversial among the drivers right now. You have a GPS system presently where the garages can track them, but they can't use it for navigation. And, of course, we know a lot of the drivers don't like that. Well, here's a cab driver calling in, James in Brooklyn. Hi, James. You're on WNYC with the Taxi and Limousine Commissioner.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, James?
My suggestion is, why not have, for summer use, a convertible taxi? Not only would this cut down on the amount of pollution we cause by air conditioning and Freon, but also I'm sure the tourists would really love it a lot.
No, that's an interesting idea. It's actually the actual design of the cab itself, James, is a separate project that started in Taxi 07, as we call it, in the year 2007. And we're working on that still. It's called the Taxi, not of the future, the Taxi of tomorrow. And we're in the process of deciding what our next steps are going to be. And the goal of that is to ask manufacturers to build a cab that is green, that is accessible, that is, durable and cost-effective, and makes sense for New York City, and one that's aesthetically pleasing for not just the passengers, but also for people looking at the cabs from the street level.
Jim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Well, I'm glad to hear that accessibility is one of your inputs on that. We have, 100 cabs out of 12,000 that are accessible at the moment?
Well, Jim, we actually have 237 of them, and if you call 311, as of now, part of our pilot program is to dispatch that cab to you if you're a wheelchair user. So we are making the most effective use of them, but our goal, as the first person who called in asked about, is to have the Taxi of Tomorrow project ensure that if we do select a cab or cabs that are the new cabs in New York City, that the requirement will be that every cab is accessible, which is really our ultimate goal.
That would really be great. Tell us again, how does somebody call specifically for a wheelchair-accessible taxi?
They just have to call 311, tell us where you're going, we'll give you a wait time, and we will use the GPS technology to dispatch the nearest yellow cab to you. And we've been making trips mostly in Manhattan, but in all five boroughs of the city, and we actually have public service announcements, and we're trying to increase awareness of the service, and our hope is that we're going to use this program now until we get to the point where we have the Taxi of Tomorrow, which will be accessible for all people, and then you can just hail it if you're in a wheelchair from anywhere in the city.
The Taxi of Tomorrow, according to Elizabeth from our Facebook page, I hope it has leg room. And according to Tristan from our Facebook page, how about one without a horn?
Well, I don't know about that. We certainly need horns to warn of danger. Whether there's a way to use it in the cabs and make sure that the drivers don't use it frequently and when they're not supposed to, we've already been receiving some ideas on that, actually. But certainly the leg room is a requirement of the Taxi of Tomorrow. That's something that we're asking for the ideal cab. You always want to have more leg room. And it's interesting because, you mentioned, I noticed that you had the NYCLU on. Uh-huh. Before I was on, and getting back to the GPS, we actually work very closely with the New York Civil Liberties Union, with them in terms of developing not only the systems that we have in place to make sure that there are privacy and privacy safeguards, and they actually signed off and approved of all of the measures that we've taken. So we have an ongoing dialogue with them, but there was a lot of fear about GPS at the time, but now I think the drivers are realizing that the credit cards and the GPS, not only did it save the industry in terms of where everybody else is getting a drop-off in revenue, the yellow cabs, because of the credit cards, are actually doing pretty good. And now, I think when you start with this RFI process, the drivers and the passengers can see that the GPS is a thing that can help them, as long as it's put in a place where there are restrictions on access to information and people are short of their privacy concerns. There really is nothing to be afraid of, and there's just a wealth of applications that we could, using the GPS, make the experience better for everyone.
RFI process being this request for information that's going on right now, people's suggestions for the Taxi of Tomorrow. Now, there is one hot-button suggestion I gather that's jumped out already, which is the notion of a cell phone blocker.
Yes.
What would that do?
Well, this is just a concept at this point. There is a device that is being developed at the University of Utah, actually, which is somewhat similar, but not exactly, the goal of that device, which is the only one that we're aware of that exists, is to make sure that when parents put their kids in cars to drive, their teenagers, that they can somehow link the number of the cell phone that they have to a blocker that's tied to the ignition so that it would block the cell signal. What we're asking for is something that hopefully could be developed that is a little bit more sophisticated. Our goal is to, number one, block the front seat cell phone signals, with the exception, of course, of the ability to have some type of emergency dial or 911 access, and to also just have it engaged when the meter is on and the car is running, not prohibiting a driver from pulling over to the side of the road and making a call at their leisure. And also, the tricky part is to figure out a way you can block the front seat but not the back seat so the passenger could still talk. And surprisingly, we've already received a letter from a company that wants to come in and meet with us that has several products in development that is looking to patent. So the RFI is doing its job, is to get the word out and let people across the country see that this is an idea, and let's try to develop it and see if it can work for us.
Kabir in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with the Taxi and Limousine Commission Chairman. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I was having a conversation yesterday with a friend about electric cars that work on a swappable battery system, so zero emission and zero time for refueling or recharging.
Well, yeah, Kabir, this is something that we're looking to do in terms of just greening our fleet. Right now, hybrids are what we have and what the future is. But as part of the Taxi of Tomorrow project, we're not ruling anything out or anything in, but we do want to have our goal to be zero emissions. There hasn't been an electric vehicle that we have seen that's proven it could be on the road 24/7. As you know, the ones that you plug in, they can only go a certain distance before you have to, you know, go back and, you know, recharge the battery. But there is a lot of promise in that area. And for instance, we have just put a lot of diesel, clean diesel vehicles on the road now. I think we were up to 18. So our goal is not to just have our hands tied and have one type of alternative fuel technology. We want to keep experimenting until we get to the goal of zero emissions, which is really where we'd like to go and where the mayor would like us to go as well.
Joyce in Manhattan, the Taxi of Tomorrow?
No, really, I'm concerned about the newer taxis of today not going into tomorrow. The things like the vans with the slide doors are really hard for people that have back problems or knee problems. You can hardly get into them. Yesterday I was in a regular sort of cab, and the driver's side was built out, so there was hardly any room for feet there. And, you know, I'm just wondering about passenger safety in terms of people that have to use cabs because they have problems with the stairs in the subway.
Right. Now, I think Vic on the Upper West Side may have a solution for Joyce. Vic?
Well, in the minivans, which the city is using, there are four. Some of them have four separate seats. It's very difficult to get in the front two seats because there's no leg room, and impossible to get in the back. So if we could just copy the Brits, which have, of course, the ideal taxi, and make the two front seats flip-down seats that face backwards, that are attached to the partition separating the driver and the passengers, you'd be able to get into the back rear seats. And if you need the four seats, you flip down the other two.
There you go. And Matthew Doss, Taxi and Limousine Commissioner, I have to say, Vic is not the only person who's getting in touch to say that London has the goods when it comes to taxi design. Have you been there?
Well, no, I haven't, but I'm very good friends with the people who run the public carriage office there through an international association of TLCs. And I can tell you that London has a great system. You know, certainly their school, it's probably, some have said to me that it's harder to become a taxi driver in London than it is to pass the bar exam. And there's something to be said for that. I mean, their training is extensive. Their customer service is great. They do have almost like a custom-made car by a company that's designed it for them. But, you know, there are some areas where I think we are more progressive, in particular with the environment. They are looking to convert their fleet, which is a diesel fleet, not a clean diesel, but a diesel fleet, which is polluting the environment there. They're trying to convert it. So there are some ways, and of course that we're progressive, but there is, that's a city that we learn from.
Learn from each other. And finally, Jake on Facebook writes, they should run on Mr. Fusion. Mr. Fusion was the fuel that powered the DeLorean time machine in Back to the Future to get across the space-time continuum. Do you think our taxis can do that?
Very, very interesting concept. If you talk to the federal government, I think that was the direction they were going in, hydrogen fuel cell cars. But
Matthew Doss, Taxi and Limousine Commissioner in New York City, thank you very much for doing this.
Bye-bye.
And folks, you can contact the TLC with your design ideas for the Taxi of Tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.